Greetings, 91 Weekers. This is Pastor George back with you again as we sprint toward the finish line of this nearly two-year journey. The reality is, we only have 3 weeks left after this, so strap in because it's going to go by quick. Now this week, and the better part of the next 2 weeks really, we'll be working our way through the Old Testament book of Deuteronomy. And I really love this book because although it's primarily a reminder or a retelling of Israel's journey of the past 40 years since they were delivered from Egypt, there are golden nuggets dropped along the way for us to collect and benefit from, even in these latter days. So to begin, I want to point you to chapter 10, verses 12 and 13. Now, before I read this in the New Living Translation, I want to point out how relevant this passage is for us even today. In fact, to emphasize this point, I'm going to intentionally skip over the word Israel from what I'm about to read so you can more easily apply this passage to yourself in our context. In addition, as I read, you should recognize some familiar themes that I've addressed over the months in these commentaries. Verses 12 and 13 of chapter 10. And now, what does the Lord your God require of you? He requires only that you fear the Lord your God and live in a way that pleases him, and love him and serve him with all of your heart and soul. And you must always obey the Lord's commands and decrees that I am giving you today for your own good. Wow, do these things ever nail how to follow Jesus? Let's unpack them quickly. I see five essential ways. First, fear the Lord. Secondly, do what pleases him. Third, love him with all of your heart and soul. Fourth, serve him with all of your heart and soul. And fifth, obey his commands. And why obey? Because it's good for you. Now, some of these are attitudes and conditions of the heart, like fearing God and loving him. Others, however, are action words that require our intentional participation and effort. Things like doing what pleases him and serving him and obeying him. And as I read and digested this passage, I actually circled it in my Bible, I realized that God hasn't really changed over the millennia with regard to what pleases him and what he requires from those who genuinely follow him. In fact, it's the same as it ever was. Genuine followers of Jesus will have a desire to know him and love him without ever losing a sense of awe and fear of who he is and all of his glory and majesty. And as an expression of that love and fear, living a life that pleases him through service and obedience. It's really that simple. In fact, Jesus said, "If you love me, you'll obey my commands." Following Jesus begins with love that expresses itself through obedience and service and a desire to do God's will. That should be the pattern of every genuine believer. Now, growth and maturity is not a linear progression. We certainly have our ups and downs and experience our bumps along the journey, and we've talked about how to properly deal with those bumps in the past by living an ongoing lifestyle of confession and repentance. But by and large, we should be making progress in those areas. Now, I'm going to give you an assignment should you be willing to accept it. And here it is. As you go through the book of Deuteronomy, write down every passage you come across that emphasizes God's desire for his people to love him and obey him. I think you may be surprised at what you discover, especially with regard to the high value God places on obedience. Now, obedience doesn't save us, but it's an indicator of what we truly believe and who we're truly following. And remember this, partial obedience is not obedience, it's rebellion. So examine yourself before God and make sure you're not living in rebellion in some area of your life. And if you are, address it with him immediately. Don't take any chances because the way this world is spiraling out of control, the end could be very near. Repent while there's still time and bring yourself into alignment with God's will in His Word. I hope you find your assignment this week and next profitable and beneficial as you search for and collect the golden nuggets God left behind for us in His life-changing and transformational world. This is Pastor George. Have a great week seeking the King.